Hey, this week in Waukesha is back, and that, of course, was the Youngbloods with Get Together, and very timely given everything that's going on in this country between the mindless menace of violence and the disinformation that's just feeding too many things politically. Great to have a young new legislator that's already got a lot of experience, having worked for our local Democratic Party, and Alderperson Alicia Halbenslaven, the right honorable gentle person from the 11th District, as I like to say in British politics. Everyone knows you're obviously very active in the Democratic Party, and how do you reconcile with that in a nonpartisan role?
So I think that when you are talking about issues that face our community, that face our city, those things aren't partisan. So supporting local business isn't a partisan issue. Making sure that there are enough speed limit signs along your street, that's not Democrat or Republican.
And it can actually be liberating in a way.
Yeah.
So
it absolutely is. So, you know, from a national politics, state politics level, yes, I'm definitely a Democrat. But in terms of being supportive of our community, its citizens and this city, I'm just a member of the community.
That's it. And you're Waukesha first, right?
Absolutely. Waukesha first. I like that.
Great. Hey, so Alicia is going to tell us about some events coming up here in downtown. But before she does, I wanted to share with everybody that with the Waukesha Unlocked that we're bringing back for the second offering, it was part of our sesquicentennial commemorations last year. Walk Radio Studios, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, will be a part of Waukesha Unlocked. So this will be part of the tour, one of the places you can take advantage of. You can witness some shows. There'll be some other bits of entertainment and history about our radio heritage in Waukesha. And by that time, too, the resort component of my office should be finished by then. You know, Mike Crudy's working very hard about putting together my my nightclub and my the hot tub area and some of the other recreations. I think there's a rooftop pickleball court, I think, is also part of it as well. So it's just really exciting about all the wonderful things going on here at the NAMI building. But with summer coming up, because Waukesha Unlocked is a couple seasons away, now that warm weather's finally arrived, what can we look forward to here in downtown, Alicia?
Yeah, so one of the things that I love most about the 11th District is how many great activities there are, especially in the summer. You know, in Wisconsin, we know that summer, we got to make the most of it. So I just came from the farmer's market. I've got cheese curds in my purse.
I saw that.
And I was able to...
Cheese curds at a Wisconsin farmer's market?
Yeah, no, it's
way.
Exactly what you need. And then I was able to check out some of the local music. I'm a huge fan of local music, and my friend Caitlin Pico was playing down there this morning. Speaking of local music, Friday Night Live is about to start up. That's June 3rd. Very exciting.
Who's the first act?
Oh gosh, I don't know. There's always so many people, and they're all always great. So I'd have to look at the lineup.
I do know June 14th is for Tribute Tuesday.
Yes.
It's Fleetwood Mac.
It is Fleetwood Mac.
That's the day before my birthday, so you're all welcome to meet me there to celebrate my birthday, because Fleetwood Mac, the Rumors album in 1977, was one of my favorite albums of all time. And heck, we might even get Jason to take the ride out from Madison to celebrate with us at Cutler Park and enjoy some Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, Jason's got to come out. I mean, I just have to walk across the street, so I have the shortest commute ever.
There you go. you can walk drunk and not get as long as you can behave. So
I can listen to it if it's raining. I can just listen from my living room, actually.
Sounds great. So now, in a past life when I lived and worked in downtown Evanston, my nickname back there was Downtown Donnie Brown. And now that I'm back in downtown, I guess I can use that moniker, although I do like being called Alderman of the Airwaves. And what other names have I given myself? But Downtown Alicia Halbenslaven, I don't know, it just doesn't have the ring to it. Like, how do you overcome that? How do you reconcile that?
I think there are too many syllables in my last name for anything to quite work well with that. But that's okay. You know. Alderperson Alicia, that could kind of work.
There you go. Alder A, double A.
There we go.
So, well, terrific. No, I think it's got to be exciting for the downtown to have, a younger statesperson and also a consumer, loves to take advantage of all the offerings here. And have you had a chance now as Alder to connect with some of the different business owners? I know you know a lot of them already, but has there been much engagement on that level?
Yeah, actually, there has. So I've gotten, you know, a few emails, a few calls from various business owners, you know, either with concerns or with questions about, you know, various things. So, yeah, I have. I've engaged with a few business owners. I don't necessarily want to call anybody out because they were, you know, things that were maybe they had some concerns. But, you know, one of the things that is great is that there are so many small businesses in this district. Sure. So I almost feel like I have two constituencies. I have all of my neighbors, but then I also have all of these great businesses that are owned by people who may or may not live in this district.
That's great. Yeah. Now, I know it's not your district, but it affects downtown. Have you had to field many calls about the construction going on St. Paul?
You know, everybody keeps asking me if I've had any calls or how many calls I've had. I haven't had any. Okay. I'm shocked. I know that the construction can be frustrating. I have to take a different route out of town and into town every time. So I get that it's kind of annoying, but I think that people understand that this is Wisconsin and summer means construction season as well. But I think that people kind of get to that there's good things coming, that when you see those orange barrels, it means that when they're gone, there's going to be something great there in its place. So I'm hoping that that's why I'm not getting a whole lot of calls, because I really haven't. So now I'm probably going to get a bunch of calls now that I said that. But yeah, I haven't heard any complaints.
Sounds terrific. And so Do you have mechanisms for like your constituents to engage with you? I know they can find your phone number off the website and the city email address. Is there other vehicles you're using to engage with the people in your district?
Yeah. So, the phone number that's on the website is my personal phone number. I will say it right now here on the radio too. It's 414-491-4544. Feel free to give me a call anytime. If I don't answer, leave me a message. I will definitely get back to you. You can also email me at the city email address. That's ALDDIST11@waukesha-wi.gov. And then you can also engage with me on Facebook. So I have Waukesha Alderperson Alicia Halvenslaven. I know it's long, but if you just type in a few letters, you can probably find me. I am on Facebook, and I make sure to kind of post some of the upcoming events and things like that on there.
Terrific. So, and have you started your monthly meetings with the mayor and city administrator?
I have, yes. I've had one meeting with them so far, but it went really well. They've been very helpful in kind of helping me to navigate some of the ins and outs of government and how what my role is in that and how I can best engage both with government and making sure that I'm helping my constituents to the best of my ability.
That sounds great. So, what is your kind of like hot button issue? What's something that you'd really like to champion in your new role?
Yeah, so one of the things that I would really love to see, because there's only one thing that I can't walk to, and that's a grocery store. And this is a really long-term goal, because I know that there's several key pieces to this that we don't quite have. And a lot of that has to do with economic development. We need to make sure that we have a tax base and the population base that can be supportive of a downtown grocery store.
A pedestrian base, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that that was something that I talked to a lot of people about even before I was elected, and now that I have been elected, it is something that I would like to see happen. But I do know that there's kind of this whole big puzzle that needs to come together before we can make that happen. So I'm going to support anything that I can to make that happen somewhere down the road.
That sounds great. Terrific. And what have you found to be maybe your, and I know you've only been in there for a month or two, what has been kind of your biggest challenge or obstacle in terms of getting started or moving forward?
I don't know if I really feel like I've had huge challenges.
It's still kind of a honeymoon, I know.
Yeah. I'm like, it's been pretty great, actually. I think, you know, coming in, you're always coming into the middle. So even before I was elected, obviously I was attending council meetings either in person or virtually. And I do encourage actually anybody in the community to take a look, even if you don't watch every week, but those are all accessible online for anybody to check them out and on their schedule. But coming in the middle of just any sort of projects or ordinances that are being proposed, things like that. Coming into the middle of the discussion can always be a challenge, but sure. I think I'm handling it pretty well.
Anything coming up on the city docket that's pretty big that people should pay attention to in the time we have left?
Just I think the puppies, kittens, and rabbits sale ordinance, that's probably the one that's got people the most worked up now. So I would say, pay attention to that. 6 p.m. on Monday at the Ordinance and Licensing Committee. Sounds again great. At City Hall.
Terrific. So, hey, we're really pleased to have Alicia back on the show. We are going to have her on back again. We want to have a show with her and her other new alder person. That's my successor, Mike Rezine, from the new District 1. So stick around for that. That should be coming up in future shows in the next month or two. And also want to remind everybody, too, with next Saturday, Memorial Day weekend, please feel free to give us a call on the show and tell us about a loved one that you lost in service to our country, and because we certainly want to remember them. And so downtown 11th District alderperson Alicia Halbenslaben, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day. And to all of you, enjoy this beautiful weekend. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. See you next week. See ya.